Yes.
Well, if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3. Ephesians, chapter number 3. I just talked to you a little bit here. Amen. Ephesians, chapter 3, starting at verse number 20. I know I say this a lot, but this is extremely familiar scripture. Amen. Very, very familiar scripture here tonight. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly,
yes,
above all that we ask. He went a little farther.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, amen. I tell you, my kids know how to ask for a lot of things. Glory to God. Amen. Here we get that ring again. Amen. My kids know how to ask for a lot of things. Praise God. How about some of you kids out there today? Amen. You know how to ask for stuff, don't you? Well, some people has a great imagination. He said, exceedingly abundantly above that we ask or think.
My.
Praise God.
Yeah.
That's big, ain't it? Amen. Sometimes I remember as a kid, maybe you remember as a kid, thinking some big things in life.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Amen. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Praise God. If the Lord will help us for just a few moments here tonight, I'd like to talk to us a little bit about He is able. Hallelujah. He is able. Amen. And he believes here tonight that God is able to do anything.
Come on.
Amen. God is able to do all that we ask. Praise God. No man could do that, no matter how rich, no matter how powerful, no matter how willing he might be, nobody could do anything you ask. Praise God. Amen. And I don't really know who the richest guy is in the world right now. It fluctuates between old Elon Musk, the Tesla guy, and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. They fluctuate back and forth. But I know, Brother Anthony, if you would go ask Bill Gates to buy you a nice automobile, he'd be able to do that. Oh, he could do a lot of things for you. Elon Musk, amen. He can do a lot of things for you, praise God. But he can't do everything you ask.
That's right.
Because you might have a sickness, amen. Right. You might come down with some kind of sickness, and you know what? And that's as far as he could go. He can't do anything about that. Let me tell you something. My God tonight can do anything that we ask of him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo, great God. Amen. What are we asking for? Amen. If you ask for peace in the midst of a storm, you believe he could give it to you?
He can do it.
Yes.
Amen. If you ask for salvation for a loved one, do you believe he could do it?
Yes.
Amen. I remember when my dad was lost, and I mean, he was just in a terrible shape, and my dad was, it seemed like our family was getting worse and worse and worse, and things were just really going down the tubes, and I know this, I got to praying and I got to seeking God and I got to asking God, Lord, would you save my dad?
Right. All right.
Woo! My mom tells this story on me and I've told it time to time. This is no kind of bragging or whatsoever. This is just a testament of what prayer can do. Amen. I remember my mom had got some kind of new carpet there in my bedroom at the house. And I prayed so much, sitting down there. I think we just finally got rid of that twin, that extra long twin. Is that right? Amen. I had that bed when I was in school, and then I took that bed off to college, and then it's been a spare bed for all these years, and I just finally got rid of that bed. Praise God. A twin bed wasn't long enough. I had to buy an extra long twin. I had to sleep in that thing straight up and down. Amen. I've always been a back sleeper. See, that's why I snore now. Amen. Always been a back sleeper. Praise God. And we had to sleep with my parents the other night. And Lainey slept down at the foot of the bed on an air mattress, and she told Michelle she was a trooper for living with me. Praise God. I kept them up all night long, snoring like a big bear. Praise God. I didn't get to take my machine, Brother Ronnie. Amen. I didn't take it. I said, took it. Praise God. And I was tired all the next day. Amen. But you know what? Amen. I tell you, God can do anything. I got to pray in there at that extra long twin bed, and I got to pray and got a bird from my dad. I prayed. I said, God, would you save my dad? God, would you save my dad? I tell you, Brother Tommy, I just got such a burden. I'd catch myself up into the wee hours of the morning praying for my dad. Amen. And it got to the place where it wore a not really a hole, but it wore such a place in the carpet that the carpet mat in two places where my knees were, the carpet had places in it that wouldn't come out. And my mama just bought a new carpet, hadn't been too long, and she called them carpet guys back, and they could not figure it out. Well, I hadn't really figured it out much either until finally my mom, after them carpet guys left, and I think they stood behind it and got some carpet or something to the effect. I can't remember all the details, but I remember this. My mom said, Jason, is that where you been praying at? I tell you, I prayed there so long. I prayed there so many hours laying there. And my dad, I said, God, my dad has left home. Amen. Our family is upside down. Is there any way you could save my dad? Let me tell you something. You know what God did? God saved my dad. Amen. I remember one Sunday night, Brother Daniel, on a Sunday night, all us boys sit right here, sort of in a little elbow shape. We'd stand up against that wall there in the church. And I remember I was up there. It didn't take us but about half a song, and we was getting in, and we was running around the church. They still do it today. They holler and hoop like Indians, amen. Run and around that place and jump and holler and shout. And that's what I was doing. I was already getting in. And some of them gouged me on the side and said, Jason, looky there, amen. I looked up there on the altar, and there was my dad. Praise God. He come in late that night. Church already started. When we started church, my dad wasn't there. Never had a clue he was coming. Amen. But you know what? He came to church. And he never stopped in the pew. He come through them double doors about like we got. So they had windows in the top of them. He come through them double doors. And he marched straight up that. He didn't stop and sit down. But he came all the way up. And he got in that altar. And he got to praying. And he gave his heart to the Lord. And some of them got to asking him. He said, anyone got a hold of you? Amen. Just come in here. Go up there and pray. He said, I can't take it another night. He said, I can't. Take it another time listening to Jason in there. God, would you save my dad? God, would you keep him out of hell? God, would you? Hey, let me tell you something, church. I don't care how difficult the situation seems. I don't care how hard the enemy fights. There's nothing that my God's not able to do. Did you hear me tonight? I said, He is able. Couldn't do anything. Thank God. Is he able to give you guidance in the decisions of life? I say 1,000 times yes. Is God able to give you victory over sin? I say 1,000 times yes. Amen. Is God able to give blessing in ministry? I say 1,000 times yes. God is able to do, amen, that which we ask or we even think.
Right.
We all have thoughts that we never express. Amen. We have secret yearnings and hopes and ambitions. Amen. And dreams down in our hearts. We have longings that are so intangible that we don't even tell folks. But let me tell you something. God is able. Hallelujah. God is able. I may not get to get very far in this. I always don't think I got enough notes, but when I get to preaching, I find out I got too much notes. Amen. But I remember that when we started church all the way back in 20- 2010, February of 2010, and we had started up there in the storefront building, and we had started, and I try to think, we wasn't having church too awful long, and I got up in this neighborhood right here, passing out flyers, we was having revival. I can't remember, I thought it might have been Brother Caleb Howard, one of the first revivals we had, but anyhow, I got to passing out flyers in this neighborhood, and I was trying to get people come revival, knocking on doors, passing out flyers, and I walked by this church, and the sign said, now listen to this, you probably think I'm crazy, amen, and the sign said, Good Shepherd, Holiness Church, amen, and I walked by that sign, and when I walked by the well, I didn't know there's a Holiness Church in this area, amen, I didn't realize they were Wesleyan Holiness, saved, sanctified, and didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, at least they kept it too, amen, but anyhow, I got to walking out there, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me.
Come on.
All right.
Yeah. I said, God's able to do anything, Eddie.
Anything.
The Holy Ghost spoke to me as clear as anybody ever spoke to me in my life. And he said, Jason, right here is your church.
Wow. That's Lord.
Woo!
All right.
Hallelujah. I went home to Sister Dottie and I told Michelle, praise God. I was all excited. And I said, Michelle, there's a church down there on Jackson Avenue. I was out there passing out fires, and the Lord spoke to me and said, you up here in the storefront building, but I got a church for you. And I told her, I said, God said that church down there. And I told her, I said, I think you said he gonna get it to me. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
She said, don't tell nobody. They'll think you're crazy. She's sitting here, praise God. She said, don't you dare breathe a word of that. Amen. People's going to think you're crazy.
Come on now. Come on.
Woo, praise God. I got to praying about that, Brother Daniel. I talk about a God that is able. Amen. Yeah. I got to praying about that, praise God. And you know what happened? It wasn't no time. I can't even remember, you know, I've got such a bad mind, I need to keep a diary, praise God. I ought to keep a diary at least every Monday and talk about what God had done through the weekend. I should have done that through the years, but I hadn't, amen. But anyway, it wasn't no time. An old lady showed up to the storefront building, and her name was Hester Martin, amen. Anybody remember Hester Martin? Amen. And I got down there, and she got to come to church, and she got to liking me, and I got to liking her. We developed a good relationship. She was way up in her 80s. I had a lot of confidence in that old lady, and she had a lot of confidence in me. And one day we were talking, I said, where have you went? Church through the year. And she said, well, I used to go to Good Shepherd. When she said that, it rang the bell. Yeah. And I seen that's the way the Lord does. It took me back to that flashback when he spoke to me. Amen. And I said, wow. I said, you used to go to that church? She said, yes. And we talked about it. And I still kind of kept it quiet for a little bit of time until I felt like I had confidence enough in her. Let me tell you something. You don't tell folks something. Amen. Unless you got confidence in them. Amen.
Right.
Let me tell you, like a lot of people say a lot of things, amen, but a friend won't go tell things, hallelujah.
All right.
And so I told Sister Martin, I said, Sister Martin, you really don't have to tell this, maybe I'm crazy, I don't know, but I felt like I was down there passing out flyers, and I felt like the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, that's going to be our church, amen. She got to shout a little bit, praise God, amen. I thought she's going to tell me I was crazy. She got to shout a little bit, and she said, if the Lord told you that, she said, I believe it, amen. And she went home in the next service. She had a number of a man's name by the name of Don Williams, amen. And she said, here, as far as I know, this is the last living trustee of that church. And she said, if God told you, she said, you pray about it. And when he tells you, call this old man. And he'll know what, amen, he'll know what to tell you, praise God. Well, I prayed about it for some time. I can't remember exactly how long, a month. Amen. 4, 5, 6 weeks I prayed about it. Once, I'm pretty sure it was a Saturday morning. I got up early with the burden on my heart of all that situation. And I called that fella up that I never did know from Adam. Amen. And I said, is your name Don? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, my name's Jason Painter. I said, you probably don't know me. Amen. But I started a little storefront church. I got to tell him the situation. He knew me. He'd been listening to me on the radio. He used to have a WMM radio station. Amen. He said, man, I've been hearing you on the radio, praise God. And one thing led to another, and it was a hard situation. But somehow God helped me to tell him that we had a church. Well, by this time we already had about 20 or 25 coming. I said, we got a church and no building. You got a building, no church. Amen. Do you think the Lord's in it? Hallelujah. And by the time it got said and done, he said, I want to come have church with y'all and let y'all come have church with me. But he said this, I'll never forget. He said, I don't know so much about all this, but he said, I know this. I've had to wait on me for 2 years, and I told them old timers I'd keep the doors open as long as I could. He said, but I just got up this morning and I prayed it through, and I said, God, I'm getting too old to keep the doors open. It's time for you to send a man, amen, to take this church. He said, and I prayed it through this morning. He said, I prayed it through, and God said, get ready, I'm sending you a man. And that very same morning, I called him, amen, because God said, call him. Amen. Let me tell you something, there ain't nothing too hard for my God. I said, there's nothing too hard. He can set up churches. He can set up marriages. He can bring families back together. Hey, he can take bitterness out of hearts. He can take hatred. I said, there's nothing too hard that my God can't do.
Yes, sir. Jesus, holy God.
Amen.
Amen.
He has not restricted one request unto us. Why don't you ask him? James said you have not because you ask not. Amen. Have you thought about maybe one reason why you don't have? Because you ain't asking.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Amen. Sometimes I understand you shouldn't go to a restaurant. Amen. If you ever go, some of you younger ones, you ever go work in a restaurant and you want a good tip? You know how I like to tip somebody? When my glass gets, I'm a big drinker. When my glass gets empty, give me something to drink. Hallelujah. But I sit there a long times with an empty glass, 5-10 minutes. Amen. But you know what I found out? If I say, hey, buddy. Hey, ma'am. Would you give me something to drink? They'll get it for you. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you want to stub up and don't ask for it, you might live without it. I feel like telling somebody right here, he's able. I said he's able. I said he's able. What do you need for God tonight? What do you need God to do for you tonight? Why don't you ask him? You might just leave here with an answer. You might just leave here with a heart change. You might just leave here with a heart change. But what do you need God to do for you tonight? Why don't you ask him? I believe he'll do it. Amen.
Lord. Yes, sir.
Praise God.
A man once did Alexander the Great a great service. And Alexander told him to ask for any type of reward that he would wish for. And the man made such an enormous demand that the treasurer came back to Alexander the Great. They refused to pay this man's request. And the man appealed unto Alexander, who said, this man knows the greatness of Alexander and has asked accordingly. We are greatly honored. Grant him his request. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what he was saying? What this man has asked is a high price. He's asked for something great, but we've got the ability to fulfill his request. Amen. If Alexander the Great can fulfill such a great request as that, let me tell you something, church. There's no price too high that God can't fulfill. There's no sickness too deep that God can't do something about. If there anybody in this house tonight, great God, I tell you the problem, your mind and your heart is restricting you to think that God's not able. Let me tell you something. God is able. I said he's able in this house tonight. Why don't you push past doubt? Why don't you push past unbelief? Why don't you push past the thoughts of the devil and say, God, you can do anything.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, God.
Amen. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes, church, when things don't go, when life doesn't go as planned, we lose heart and we lose faith.
Right.
But it doesn't change God.
Right.
Never.
Let me tell you something. God has healed me. I've told a lot of these stories. Some of you heard them. Some of you probably haven't. I don't know. Brother Kevin has heard some of these. But when I was a young boy, 9, 10 years old, I came down with a rare form of a bone disease in my right knee. Some of you remember me telling that. Make a long story short, I got to the place I couldn't hardly walk. And my mom thought, I bathed Weston and Hudson nearly every night. And they got so many bruises on them, I know now why my mom thought I was just falling and wrecking a bike. And great God, if they get sick and have to go to the doctor, and you hear word of the social worker taking them from us, I promise you we didn't beat them. Amen. And it looks like it. Amen. They're bruised up from their waist down, Brother Anthony. They're bruised up. Amen. Praise God. But anyway, my mom said I was always roughhousing, and she thought it's because I was always getting hurt until it got bad, and I couldn't walk. Amen. But you know what? They got taken to the doctor. One thing led to another, and they realized I had something they thought was pretty serious. So they did that. I wore cast. I wore cast for almost 9 months. Amen. They said if I would immobilize that leg and keep it from bending, then it could heal. So I wore cast for months and months and a long time. It seemed like forever. Amen. But you know what? It didn't get no better. As a matter of fact, it got worse. And I remember that old doctor there in Princeton, West Virginia, Dr. Rob. It was a big long name, but they called it Rob for short. He was from Africa. He had exotic animals all in his office where he'd go there and kill them animals and bring them back. Amen. But anyway, I remember when a tear went up in his eye and he said, we did all we can do. We're going to send your son to Duke University for a opinion of having an amputation above the knee. Amputate his leg from above the knee down, because he said, amen, this will never heal. We've done everything we can to heal it. It'll never heal. Matter of fact, when he grows, his leg will never get any longer. So we might as well go ahead and amputate, and we'll fit him with prostheses through the ears. Amen. And we'll have to go that route. Amen. But oh, thank God for a mom. Had to do a little bit about prayer. Thank God for a mom, Brother Daniel. Had to do a little bit about God. She took me down to the church. They set up appointments at Duke. Amen. But my mom refused to believe that. And she said, God is going to heal my son. They prayed for me night after night. I remember one particular brother, Brother Grover Thomas. He's already went on to heaven now. He was humpbacked, lived like it all be life, born like it to claim. Amen. Could never straighten up. Amen. But your Brother Grover Thomas got a burden. He prayed and he fasted. Can I emphasize to somebody in this house tonight? Prayer works. Fasting still works. It still moves God on the throne. God will hear us if you pray. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I said the effectual fervent prayer, amen, of a righteous man availeth much.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So they got to praying. One night in particular, they all gathered around. I remember as a little boy. They prayed and they prayed and they prayed. And God touched me, and my mom said she felt it that night. She said, God, heal my boy tonight. Well, she took me back to that doctor. She called up and got an appointment with Dr. Rob, all up there in Princeton, West Virginia. And went up there and he was mad. He really was. He said, ma'am, I told you, we've done all we can do. You got to go to Duke. She said, you're going to do, I can't remember if it was x-rays, CAT scans. I remember this. It was a long day of testing. She said, you're going to do this again before I go to Duke. Amen. Let some doctor cut my son's leg off. She said, you're going to do them tests one more time. He said, ma'am, I'll do them one more time. But I know this. He asked her, he said, what makes you think something has changed? She said this, Brother Tommy. She said, God has healed my son. It made him mad. He said a cuss word. He said, said, God, don't do things like that. Amen. He got so mad, but he said, to prove you wrong, I'm going to do it. And they probably wouldn't have done it otherwise if he hadn't got so mad. Amen. But he got so mad, he said, I'm going to do it to prove y'all wrong. Amen. Test here, test there. Well, I remember running around about all day. Late that evening, when we went back. I'd never been in his office. I'm talking in his personal office. Fancy. Amen. Desks and chairs and animals in there. Amen. And he called us back in there. And he put up on that. It's back in. Everything's on a phone nowadays. Yeah. This is back in the day when you had a big thing on a wall. Remember them?
Yeah.
And you had the actual x-rays. Black it. And he put the x-rays on the board. And he told my mom. He said, ma'am. He said, you see this? He put that x-ray up there. He said, you see this x-ray? And he got to show him the knee. And it was dead. It was deteriorated. The bone was already, amen, rotting away. He called it that. He says, rotting away. There's no bone there. He had no hope. And he put up another x-ray. I remember it as long as I got my right mind. And he put up another x-ray. And he said, I can't explain it. I don't know how. And I don't know why. But he said, right here, it's not the same knee. He said, it's a brand new knee. There's no sickness he can't heal. There's no heart that he can't lift up. Oh, is anybody in this house? You got a problem and you need the Lord to touch. I said, you got a problem and you need God to move. Why don't we stand across this house? Why don't we stand? Amen. Get ready to bring our need before the Lord. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Raise your hand, church.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you begin to worship?
Holy, holy Lord. Holy, holy.
Why don't you begin to worship?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy, holy.
Is he able? I just want quiet. I'm going to end it right here. Is he able?
Yes.
Brother Anthony, is he able?
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Brother Charlie, is he able?
Yes. Jesus.
Ask yourself that. Look at your need that you brought to God tonight and ask yourself, is God able to do that?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above that which I ask.
Yeah.
Come on.
Or even above my wildest imagination. Is God better than that?
Yes.
Woo. That's right.
Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. I said he's able. I said he's able, Brother Daniel. I said he's able. Amen. God is the X factor. Amen. I hate it, Alfred. It's always an X plus this makes this. God's the X, ain't he? Amen. God plus whatever makes that. Amen. God, you put God in the equation, and I said, he'll work it out. Amen. Is there anybody in this house to say God is able to work it out? God is able to work it out. God is able to work it out. I tell you, I'm just preaching to you. You ought to be filtering out. You ought to be getting these orders. If you need prayer, Brother Tom, some of us, amen, we'll pray for you. Amen. You ought to be filtering out. You ought to be coming up here. You ought to be seeking God for your need in this house. Oh, is he able? I said, is he able? Can God do it? Can God move? Amen. Is he able? Is he able? Is he able? Call. Amen. Won't you bring your need? Why don't you bring it to God? Why don't you bring it to him right here tonight and ask him to do it? You have not because you ask not. Why don't you ask him? Why don't you ask him? Well, God, would you do it, Lord? Would you do it, God? Amen, God. You are able.
Come on.
Come on. Ask him out here tonight. Ask him out here in this house. Amen. Come on. You teenagers, ask him. What do you need God to do? What do you need him to do for you tonight? Come on, kids. Come on, middle age. Come on, elderly. Why don't you ask him to do it tonight? Why don't you ask God? God, will you do this? Get plain with him. I think he'll hear you. Get plain with him. I feel like he'll understand you. Why don't you just tell him? Tell him right now. Tell him, amen, what you need right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Come on!